This is Chesil Beach, stretching 17 miles from Weymouth to Bridport.
And there he is now, the men are rowing ashore now, full of hope for the future. Will they or won't they?
Lawn or long end, big sea bunt, yark to mend nets, quid or squid or cuttlefish, cod end, a joey, small mackerel, undersize, heaving line, the weighted block with the rope thrown ashore from the boat. Little sea, fleet lagoon, lakes, the wazer look out for approaching shoals of mackerel. Loat, section of net sewn together to form the seine.
Into memory sea we dive with mackerel shoals. Beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift. Dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Seiners, what once you were, we meet here now. A time like ours may yet return to sea. So sing us of gear and nets and boats. Teach us of wind and tides and depths. For as long as we remember you here along this coast, what once we were to bring our home. Underwater, coming to meet us the shoals. Mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of blue fin, all the banners of the mystery ocean coming to meet us. A boat comes to meet us, a trove, piled high with fish boxes, lately wriggling fish, oars swung wide. As the Canada geese, swans and little terns paddle eelgrass, tasselweed, reed beds. Our coming together awakes their desire to return again to the time when we all pickled, soused, fried, barreled, cured. But you know we're going to have to work hard to remember what it was like, what it took to survive. The villagers working all day long, morning to night, sunrise, sunset. And then we can launch into the blues of time on a Dorset Lerret. And there's a ghost lerret in the local museum who shouts across. I'll hand you down my story to share if you'll hand me over your songs of longing. Won't you keep my heart afloat in this resin? And a fisherman in Chickerel hears this, replies, song of longing. 70 years true to you, beach, and I'll not move away again. My brother and sister live round the corner from where we grew up. I've just moved back, but here's what it is. I worry who will look after my hut when I'm gone. And at Portland Way, a fisherman says, "Weem the blood and them the water." That's what the old ones used to say to us when we was nippers. Weem the blood and them the water. But when I think about them all gone, I feel a bit wobbly. Song of longing, is that what you wanted? Beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Out in the Atlantic, a wave sighs. rides a 2,000-mile fetch and lands at the feet of a fisherman in Burton Bradstock who sees it and says, "Song of longing will his mine." I went to beach when I was very young. The older crews taught us the ways of life. It was the making of me out there in the elements on my own. I used to be strong, you know, never cowed down to anyone. And that's what my uncle, the same fisherman captain, he instilled it into us. But when you look back, there's not many of them left. They're all gone. And people don't realize how much hard physical work it was, the fishing. Dangerous occupation. We risked our lives in a way. But there was money to be made, and we knew the ways of beach. Beach pulled us back. My Uncle Chum told me this story. Uncle Chum, the same captain, was born in 1907. And when he was 8, he took a basket as big as him down to his uncle's, Edwardian's, on Cogden Beach, where they'd been waiting all night for the run of the night-swimming herring. Uncle Chum, aged 8, all on his own, takes the basket down Donkey Lane, through to Swire, then down Bull Lane, and then down the Green Lane, where 100 years before him, smugglers had stashed their free trade goods in hedges. Sailors, what once you were, this is our story again. Underwater, here they come, the shoals. Mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of bluefin, all the banners of the mystery ocean. Here they come. Swim shards, wham, flash, me laddies, swoosh. Lord, he waves us. Weighs us up, run to the beach for them, shove out the boats. Scush, scud, shoal thrum, away. Mackerel, your bones now rest in tips and composts. Where did you go? And I've heard a story from 1901 in the Pilchard Palace heyday before the First World War, that the women of Sen and Cove were often locked into a stone store to stop them from seeing the shoal when the hua made heiva, which is the cry of the cliff on, of the fish on the cliff, in case their witchy ways might curse the catch. But times have changed, yes, times have changed, and we're going to all call them out of the stone store together with three cries of heiva. So please, with me. Ready? Heiva! Oh, and again, please. Heiva! One more time. Heiva! Yes, well done. And out they come, and it's just as well, because in 1904, 6 million pilchards are caught in just one day, in one landing in St. Ives Bay. The pilchards disappeared soon after and were not seen again for a very long time. Fish, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But what was it like? Cock crows. Here comes Lawrence. Rise, sun. Everyone up fishing at 4 a.m. Those long summer days. 3 or 4 shots of the seine before work. And then off to the brickyards, the dockyards, digging ditches on farms. Back after shifts as the tea time crew, a couple more shots before dusk. And then heaving, shifting, lifting tons of fish to and fro the merchant truck, slime down the back until midnight, or however long it takes. Racing home elated, oh, those wages. and we remember the boats, the lerrets, the luggers, the trolls, the mackerel drivers, the pilchard drivers. We remember Blessing, Pleasure, Dauntless, Chesil Queen, Agnes, Vera, Band of Hope, Peace and Plenty. We remember Comet, Mystery, Onward, Fury, Sane Boats and many coming behind, each with a crew and at least two families, relying on the catch to survive the winter. Boats named for women, wives, wildlife and places best beloved, Water Lily, fastest lugger ever built in Cornwall, Barnabas SS634 for the hymn, will our anchors hold in the storms of life? Sainers, tell us how it was, how it is, how it will be. Will our anchors drift or firm remain? And somewhere on a riverbank not so far away, a salmon sane fisherman is singing his song of longing. Our seine net wall is bark-stained brown, a long sock mesh with two rope arms. We row and row and land with luck, we work the tides, the net is shot. Our gear and nets might cost $2,000, everyone sees us, prep comes down. Our license kept so tourists see us work the water in our seine. But my love, salmon, my love is weighed in nets and reds. Survivor, she jumps from brine to fresh. Her body drives her storm fuel push. I walk, I wait each day to watch. The rush, the run, the upstream push. The rudd, the strain, shoulder urge, something beyond us, isn't it? A power plug to memory sea, a power plug to a cosmic battery. Royal to the source, the earth cord, in harmony with everything, which is where you belong, home. Salmon, my love, she fasts first. Her wild thirst pulls the moontide river close. Flies up the water, tons push against her, just to lay her eggs under a special stone. And in a black and white photograph from centuries ago, a fisherman looks up from mending his net and speaks to us direct, and he says, nothing is real, nothing is as it seems, although when you look back, isn't everything like a dream? A swirl of copsails, a race to the horizon line, a quest, an obsession that lasts a lifetime. What? 20, 30, perhaps 300 years. But what I used to say still applies. Fish come in before the blow. Fine weather, no fish, and everything in its season. Corn up in shock, fish into rock. We'll survive or fail together this winter. But out there, a shimmer of bellies. Our bow splits the shoal like fireworks going off. Mouths open, gaping, hungry, fast alive. And the mackerel backs, they're like blue-green darts in clear water, riding in the guts of the sea, riding in the guts of the sea. We've been waiting for this, we've all been waiting for this. Pull, click, push, ah. And if you ask me, I'd say I'd have it all again in a heartbeat. That's my uncle, my brothers, my cousins, my friends, back when we were together again. Give me an oar and I will bend the blues of time to return to them. Mackerel hears all of this, smiles, song of longing, let us be yours. Mackerel says, I wish you could have seen us ride the waves. I wish you could have seen us drive on through. I wish you could have seen us swim down deep into the blue. Beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift. Do you think we don't know about all of this? We know this story, where it began, and we know this story and how it ends. Mackerel says, so when the time comes, stick with me. I'm on the outer edge of the shoal, and my marks will show you the way. See how we jump the drag? Diamond-cut light beams like lightning shoalmates. We're mackerel, we're salmon, we're pilchards, we're sprats, we're the night swimming herring in darkness, we're conger, tuna, scad. Numerous we are, many we are, hungry, fast, alive. Where all this began, mackerel smiles. Haven't you realized yet? When beach calls you back, you surrender to the call. And a fisherman tells me, Sarah, where all this began, reminds me to remember. Paints me a mackerel from memory, 60 years fresh, so alive it slides right off the page. While he daydreams of a bumper catch, he warns me, says, memory is just two generations deep. Now remember that. Sunrise, sunset, Sainers, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But this was all a long, long time ago, on a beach, on a bay, on a boat, on a river. And I say, come mackerel, come salmon, come pilchards, come sprats, come night swimming herring in darkness, come conger, tuna, scad. We are waiting for you, we're keeping watch again, and we're waiting for you. Because it always mattered to be tuned into seasons. An uncle, a wizened character once in the Navy, wakes into shadows, it's great Uncle George, and he waddles in long johns to the stove and pours himself a tea thick and cold, spits, steps into his boots and trousers stiff with salt, drags a ship-shored tree across the stone floor, shoves it into the grate, coaxes the fire alive, and then whispers upstairs to his ghost wife, Aunt May, I'm going out fishing, my love. I might be home late. I'll be home very late. I'll be home very late. Rowing to you, we are rowing to you, great Uncle George and Aunt May. Two aunts in headscarves, Jill and Bet. Bet says, I've never been afraid. Not while Uncle Ashley calls the wave. He shouts, pull. And we're off like a rocket, there's nothing to stop us. But I've never seen a girl with hands like ours, calluses, and our stomachs are like washboards. Coast guards, there's no one else around except the swan herd, and the moon on the sea, and the boats on the chains, and the swans. It's just us and the ebb and flow, the backwater tide. Uncle George at midnight halts at the cottage door and then goes into the lugger inn next door. Young horse stands him a drink and they tell tales of the day with ale froth laced across their tobacco-stained beards. Bernard does an impression of a dying swan on the beach and everyone claps and cheers and somebody helps him back onto his feet. Uncle George. After nightfall, is back at his cottage door. And one day towards the very end, he'll see the fish coming at him one last time again in a glory frenzy, a silver flash, a dream, a haze. Bet wakes into shadows, and there's someone sat at the end of her bed, and it's not her mother and it's not her sister. It's a ghost fisherwoman, Nancy, much older. And Nancy says, "Oh, my dear, did you think you were the first? You're not the first by a long way, oh no. We've been fishing all the many, many years. But isn't it so that when you get home, you can barely put one foot in front of the other? You're that tired, boots off in bed, covered in scales, the smell. The scat of those scales, the glitter and glow of the sunrise, sunset. All the summers met with your friends and families all around, oh my dear. And what about those bachelors set in their ways? And isn't it still the same that we're as different to our fathers as they were to theirs?" Nancy fades. The moon rises and says, "I can see everything from up here, even by day. And when it's rough and the mackerel are swimming in, they're like a cloud over the water. And when it's rough and they're riding on up, those mackerel backs, they're like green-blue darts in clear water. And they're riding on up in the guts of the sea, riding on up in the guts of the sea. And in the village church at Swire, the fish for harvest home are strung across the chancel arch. The moon rises, glistens through the stained glass, casts a sweep of colour across the scales, and one mackerel twitches alive, tells its tales of the deep. Ghost mackerel, memory fish, you are welcome here. Beach pulls us back, beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Beach says, "I know this story from where it began, and I know this story and how it ends. I'm the beach, and I'm calling you, pulling you back, pulling you back."